Le'ili nishmestrov klein mishkamen ben revili melech. Yevamos perk gimel mishna aleph. Arba achen, there are four brothers. Shnei mehem nisum shtei achios. Two of them married two sisters. Umesa hanisum mesa achios. And these two brothers now died. So then there were two remaining brothers that had to do yibum to these two wives. Hare elu chotzos v'lo misyapmois. Both these remaining two brothers have to do chalitza. Each one of them cannot do yibum to any of these women. Why? Because if you look at any of these guys that are remaining, let's call them Levi and Yehuda, they can't do yibum to any of these sisters. Let's call them Rachel and Leah, because since each one of them, let's focus on Levi, the remaining brother, since he's zakuk to yibum to both of these sisters is achos skukoso. He's zakuk, he's connected to each of them, and that's almost like a marriage, we look at it, and therefore, if he tries to do yibum to the other one, that's like doing yibum on his wife's sister. His wife meaning the one that he's zakuk to. So he can't do it, like we've said. So both of them are not allowed to do it. Vim kadmu v'kansu yotzio. And in this case, if they would go and do yibum, we would make them separate from these women. Now, the first thing is, why is that? So first, Taisentiv brings, why not say over here, let one of them do chalitza and take off achos skukoso, and let the second brother now marry the remaining sister. So it's no longer his quote-unquote wife's, the one that he's zakuk to, her sister. So there's a klal by a yavama that if a yavama is usher to a brother in the beginning, at the time that she should fall to yibum to him, she's usher forever. Just like if the guy's brother had children. He's not allowed to marry his brother's wife. That's an iser arayis. So too, if there's another iser, a real iser that prevents this woman from marrying him, like, this is not an iser min haTorah, but this is achos skukoso, if that exists, at least the beginning time of yibum, when it first becomes a mitzvah yibum, then it's also forever. Therefore, when we focus on the two brothers that died, for sure, when the second brother died, and that woman fell to yibum, that woman is going to be usher to both of those brothers forever, because she is going to be achos zukaso to the first brother's wife that died. However, but the problem is what about the first brother's wife? Why can't somebody do chalitza to the second brother that died, his wife, and then, let's say Yehuda does yibum on the first brother's wife. Because the first brother's wife, if we focus on her, when she first fell to yibum, when her husband died, she was not achas skukaso. There was a mitzvah of yibum. The issue only arose when the second brother then died. Then she became achas skukaso to the second brother. But the first brother's wife had a time that when she first fell to yibum, she was mutter to both brothers. So really, Me'ikar Adin, this should be allowed, that first brother's wife should be mutter to marry them. Taisvah says, we don't say that, we don't allow it, because of a gzera that they may do the reverse. That they may do chalitza to the first brother's wife, and then the guy would do yibum to the second brother's wife, the second brother that died's wife, and that would be an issue, because she's achos chalutzoso, and she had a time that there's aser. But the first sister, but just focus on the first brother's wife, the reason that really Me'ikar Adin that's mutter is because when you have somebody, a lady that's mutter to do yibum to, and then she becomes aser, and then the iser is then removed, like this case, where she was mutter to do yibum when her husband died, and then when her sister's husband died, then she's aser that somebody should do yibum to her because she's achos kukaso, and then that iser falls off, then it's mutter to do yibum. But like we just said, we don't allow this gzeir that they may do it in the reverse order. And this is different than the previous Mishnayos, where we said that if they went and married, we don't separate them from their husbands, because in that case, that was a suffix achos kukaso. Here, it's a vadai achos kukaso. We know for sure it's the achos kukaso. Rabbi Eliezer omer beishamay omer yekaimu, uveisil omer yotziu. Rabbi Eliezer says that beishamay is mekel here, and they hold that if they went and they did yibum, then they took both of these women, these two remaining brothers, they can keep them. And beishil says that they'd have to get rid of them. But the Rab brings down that even though we're bringing, Rabbi Eliezer's bringing, the Beis Shammai is more mekel, and Beis Hillel is ushering them to stay married, it's actually, anytime you find the Beis Shammai is more mekel, unless it's brought down, of one of the specific exceptions that Beis Shammai is more mekel than Beis Hillel, we hold the opposite, that it must be a mistake, and really Beis Hillel is mekel, and the Rambam actually says over here on the Perish of Mishnayos that they can stay married, because he seems to learn, at least in the Perish of Mishnayos, that the halacha here is like Beis Hillel, that they're allowed to stay. And Rabbi Eliezer had a Kabbalah that this is one of the cases, like it's brought in Edius, that Beis Shammai is more mekel than Beis Hillel.